Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me today in the studio, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Henry Cloud. And your phone calls today. It's a special edition of New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000.
I really appreciate your program.
I've been married a little over 19 years, but exactly a year ago, I committed adultery.
So basically, I have a choice between living a celibate life by myself or going to hell.
What happens is when God's structures aren't kept in place, then things kind of get upside down.
There may need to be another church split. You may need to split and find a church that has an active children's minister versus saying something like we're uncomfortable being around a mom and a daughter.
It seems like there's a real disconnect between how she sees things and how you see things.
There's not much that's honorable in her. Maybe the only thing you can honor her for is for giving you life.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and I have two wonderful folks that are joining me in the studio today. One is Dr. Henry Cloud, and the other is Dr. Jill Hubbard. How you guys doing?
Hey, Steve. We're doing good today.
Good, good.
How's
really
it back
good.
There?
Well, it's good here in Indiana, and I just want to mention right off the bat that we pray for everybody who has been affected by these horrific storms in Joplin, Missouri, and just hope and pray that somehow, you'll feel God's presence through this and that you'll have the strength to survive this. It's just devastating, and we feel horrible about it.
Yeah, it seems like there's just been one tragedy after the next lately.
Yep,
people all over can really relate to the suffering.
And then we've got Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
well, that's
his,
a different sort of tragedy, isn't
his
it?
His tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to write an op-ed.
Self-made tragedy.
Yep. I was asked to write an op-ed piece for the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And that piece is on our website and on the front page of the website if you want to read it. But really, it's about the fatherless generation and mm-hmm. us trying to make up for what has happened. And, just discouraging dads from bringing kids into the world and farming them out and maybe funding them but not
mm-hmm.
having a relationship with them.
Right, because the kids really do miss out. I mean,
yeah.
God really knew what he was doing when he created two parents, because we have different roles and jobs. And
that's right.
Yeah. So.
And then finally, we've got to talk about the Harold Camping thing, where we were told it was going to be the end of the world, and then, we're still here.
Yeah. Amazing,
and,
huh?
And so some people may be a little bit shocked. I was talking in church Sunday, and I just made the comment that, you really can't you couldn't console the guy by coming up to him and saying, "Hey, Harold, don't worry. It's going to be okay. It's not the end of the world." Because that's just as offensive as anything you could say to a guy who thought it was going to be the end of the world. But
that's true.
Anyway. So we feel for all of those people
mm-hmm.
who felt like that they were on the right track. And it just, if you want some insight into that, there is a book called Toxic Faith. And you can get it at our website, newlife.com, or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's where you find it. And it'll really help you understand how people get into this stuff. And how subtle it is in the beginning, and then you find yourself drinking the Kool-Aid or giving all your life savings to something that just isn't true. You know, the Lord does say that we will not know. It'll be like a thief in the night, and I believe
mm-hmm.
that. And anytime someone makes a claim different from that, then you just can't believe it. And it's sad when we come under the influence of people like that. All right, so that pretty much covers our current events here. We're going to talk about New Life right after this. Stay tuned, 1-800-229-3000.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. You know, I've been a pastor for over 25 years, and in the process, I've been fortunate to cross paths a few times with Steve Arterburn and his team at New Life. And I can tell you for a fact that these are good people doing real ministry work where the rubber meets the road. One of the ways they help people is through their New Life Weekend. The Apostle Paul writes about finding the transformation that comes from the renewing of your mind. That's what these folks at New Life specialize in. Whether you struggle with anger, unforgiveness, depression, grief, boundaries issues, maybe you've never worked through the pain of a past abortion. Maybe you need a marriage tune-up. Maybe your marriage is in crisis. Listen, these good people can help you. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 and ask about the New Life Weekend.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. Many of you were with us last month when we did some fundraising. And when we did that fundraising, we'd come up against a wall of $180,000 that we needed.
It's huge, yeah.
It was huge. And we raise that money.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so grateful for those that came along. So the question would be, okay, well, how's May doing? Well, we have made great progress. We're not $180,000 behind, but we're $75,000 behind. So you can see things are getting better. But we've got to take the time to do exactly what we did last month and see if we can raise that support to keep the program on and going in the way that it's going. I hate doing these kinds of programs versus what we're here for, but today and tomorrow I'm asking you, if you have never supported the ministry, that this would be a great time to come on board. We have so many people, such faithful people. Some are part of our Widow's Mite Club because, mm-hmm. you know, they can't give a lot, but they give some. Some are part of Club New Life, and they give a minimum of $30 a month, and they're faithful, and it happens every single month. And boy, are we ever grateful for that. And then some people make a one-time gift or a regular monthly gift, and it changes everything for us. And what we're doing is we're asking you, if at all possible, if the Lord is laying it on your heart, if you listen to the program and you've thought, you know, I really do need to support those people. Well, about 1,000 people last month had that exact same thought, and they called us up. And they supported our ministry for the first time. We had 1,000 first-time givers, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
and we just need a few more. And the people that give regularly, I just hope and pray you'll continue to do what you do, and you always have, and I know you will. But what I'm really looking for are people that have meant to give, or you thought it would be a good idea, or you just felt God calling you, hey, let's support these people, to pick up the phone, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to the website, newlife.com, and you can support us by going online. You know, we have an office in Laguna Beach, and one of the things that we decided to do to cut our expenses was to move inland so that we weren't paying as much. Now, we don't have much space, and so it wasn't all that expensive, but we thought, well, we can move in. We can move away from the beach, and we can get a better deal. Well, we found a better deal. We found cheaper space, and we went to our landlord there in Laguna and said, we are going to move to this cheaper space unless you could give us that same rate, and then we would stay here, and that would save us about $50,000 in moving expenses. We wouldn't have to set up new lines and all this stuff. And sure enough, he allowed us to do that. So that's just another rock that we've turned over to try to reduce our expenses wherever possible.
Well, and another way we've really seen God work for this ministry. So
Yeah, because it would have been very disruptive and very expensive to leave there, and yet we are paying the rate that we would have paid if we had left. So a lot of people don't know that. They say, well, why are you in Laguna Beach? Well, we're there because it's the cheapest place for us to be. So we're excited about, God working that out for us. But we can't do this if new people don't come along. If new people don't come along and say, okay, I'm going to help you. And so that's what we're asking. And we need some folks to pick up the phone. We essentially need to raise about $35,000 today and about $35,000 tomorrow. And if we can do that, then, well, we're going to be okay. And that's a lot different than last month when our shortfall was $180,000. So people are coming through. We're making progress, and all we need are about another 1,000 people who've never given before. Now, the statistics on most ministries, and I don't know exactly what it is for our ministry, but the statistics show that an extremely small percentage of regular listeners who try to listen to the program every day, that an extremely small percentage of those actually give. And so if that's you, if you've been meaning to, or you know you get something from this program, well, please call us and be one of the 1,000 that we need to either join Club New Life or the Widow's Mite Club, where you just don't have a lot, but you want to be part of our support, or a one-time gift. I want to go to, go ahead,
Steve,
Jill.
Can I read something from, you mentioned the Widow's Mite Club. Can I read something from one of them?
Certainly.
Okay. I must confess that I've been getting a free ride of wonderful advice for some time now. Your response and godly counseling to many troubled call-ins has helped me tremendously in my role as an 83-year-old widow, trying to encourage and guide my two adult daughters, my 11 grandkids, and yes, even my 10 great-grandchildren, through the many challenges, good and bad, in today's culture when many families are falling apart. Through thick and thin, God has seen us through many difficult situations, and we are so blessed. Please forgive me for waiting so long to say thank you for your ministry, and here is my first-time gift.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that great?
That was one of the responses to the Widow's Mite Club.
Well, no gift is too small, and no gift is too large. I want to go over to Alexandra, Washington, D.C., is where she listens. And she's a member of Club New Life. Hello there.
Hey, Steve.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Now, I didn't know who this was until you said my name and you gave your little chuckle, which characterizes all conversations that we have. But now I know who this is, and Alexandra's a great supporter of New Life, and she's a concert violinist and just an amazing musician. So
thanks for calling us.
You're welcome.
Well, and I want to thank you for an amazing ministry, because when we look at what happens out there in the name of religion and the name of ministry, like with the Harold Camping thing, please, God, give us common sense, down to earth,
sound wisdom.
Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really believe in what you guys are doing. I think, I really want to support you, because people need to hear truth. You know, loving truth, simply put, with not a lot of crazy Gnostic stuff hooked on.
Yes, right. Well, and it's easy to see how people in desperation get caught up in stating things that you wouldn't exactly say are true. But we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. And
when we say something that somebody thinks is a little off, we usually hear about it, Steve.
Well, yes, our feedback loop is quite small.
So that keeps us accountable.
Yeah, and most of the time, if a person has a problem with what we've said, it's simply because they misunderstood what we were saying. And, you know, I think our flavor or our attitude sometimes waxes or wanes, depending on whether we've had a good night's sleep or not. But the truth doesn't change. And so today I'm asking you to become an Alexandra who we lost there, but I think we found her again. Are you there? She's back.
She disappeared.
Finish what you were saying there. And sorry you got cut off. Finish what you were saying.
Well, in 1994, there was a family wedding, and it was turned out to be the last chance my father had to be with both of my brothers. And what he said to them in that moment was, Harold Camping says the end of the world is in October of 1994. And that's what he said to his sons. And there's been a lot of things that have happened, and he hasn't seen those boys since. And I have a personal thing about that. So anyway, I want to see New Life flourish, succeed, be strong, keep going, because there are so many lies out there. And you know, God loves us. Jesus died for us. And whatever God does, he does well with justice and mercy. And I think you guys exemplify that as well as humanly possible. So God bless you.
Thank you very much. And it's so great to get your support, and you come to our events, and then you call and you lend your support in this way. It means a lot to us.
Yeah.
And so God bless you.
I just want to tell anybody who's listening who's kind of teetering on the verge, please, this is very important to put truth out there, truth and love. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Alexandra. All right. Thank you so much. Now, you know, what would be great is if the support came in today and we didn't have to do this tomorrow. And we
So climbed, if you don't want to hear this show tomorrow.
Yeah, you're in control. But we climbed a huge mountain last month of $180,000. We don't have to climb a mountain that high this month. And so please, if it is at all possible, support us today. Call us right now, or you could write a letter to P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. That's New Life, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. We cannot afford to go 1 month without paying our bill. Just everything changes. And so I have made the commitment. We're going to do this. We can do it. We've got the people that will come along. And it was shocking how April, usually one of our better months, turned out. Things just went away. And so, but you came through there at the end, and it made all the difference in the world.
Yes. Well, and Steve, I think we were so encouraged how everybody responded and rallied around us when we just put our need out there. And so that's why, you know, we're kind of trusting our listeners to receive this, and those that feel led to follow through. So we're just, you know, putting it out there again and going to see what God stirs in each person's heart.
Well, let me correct the zip code on the address. It's P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. But here's what we have. Anybody giving a gift today, we will send you the New Life Perspective on How to Handle Stress that Jill and Dave and I did together. It's our gift to you, any gift of any size. If you give a gift of $50, there are two Bibles that we'd like to share with you. One is the Life Recovery Bible. The other is Every Man's Bible. Every Man's Bible is by far the most helpful, most handy Bible that any man could have. The graphics, the charts, it's just made for a man. And then Life Recovery Bible, of course, it is an integration of the 12 steps and the scriptures that the 12 steps came from. And yes, the 12 steps came from the scriptures right out of the Bible. In fact, they came out of scriptures in the New Testament. The Sermon on the Mount, 1 Corinthians 13, and the 5th chapter of James, or just James in general, the book of James. But there's some really good stuff there in the 5th chapter, especially. Anyway, that's our gift to you if you can support this ministry. If you have a story to tell us, if you want to help us ask other people to support us, that's what we're going to do today. Maybe we won't have to do it tomorrow because people will come through. But I'm especially asking those of you who have never supported our program to please consider a gift. And you can call us at 1-800-229-3000 to be on the program. If you have a gift, you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433.
My clothes are falling off of me. People are making comments. I would pick up my food, and I was running every day, 6 miles a day. And I got to the point where I was afraid to drink water because I didn't want to gain water weight.
10 million women and girls have eating disorders. Anorexia or bulimia isn't a diet, it's a disease.
My parents knew then that something had to be done immediately.
New Life's Eating Disorders Treatment Clinic can help.
You see that everybody that works there loves God and is wanting to help you.
For more information about our eating disorder treatment clinic, call New Life today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find hope for your child to begin healing and embrace life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I decided that I wanted to work with eating disorders and help save people's lives on a daily basis.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I know that with God and Renuta that my life was spared.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You know, Proverbs 3, 9 through 10 says to honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits from all of your crops, and your wine barrels will overflow with new wine. Let me read that again. Honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits from all your crops. Then your barns will be full and your wine barrels will overflow with new wine. God says if we give to Him, that we will be blessed. Now, it may not be in wine. It may not be financially. But I guarantee you, it's going to be the kind of blessing that what I call, you end up living in the blessed life, where things that you never dreamed could work out actually do work out. And it just is amazing how God steps in and makes Himself known, makes Himself visible. You see His work in His hand, and it begins when we take that area that is usually the last area that we give to the Lord, and that is our purse or our pocket. And that's when you really put your faith to the test. And you look back over time, I mean, I tell you, I wish I had given more, and I don't wish I had bought more shirts.
Mm-hmm. So, isn't that the truth? And it's such a way of cultivating a spirit of generosity, you know?
That's right.
And when you feel generous and you're able to give and to let go and not hold on so tightly to those things,
yeah.
I think God really uses that.
All the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do this. Let's go to Gerald. He's calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Listens on WFIL. Hi, Gerald. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Steve?
Doing pretty well.
That's good. How you doing, Jill?
Good, Gerald.
God
nice
bless.
To talk to you. Thanks.
I had a couple comments. I just wanted to call in, and I'm actually at work, so bear with me. I'm working and talking with you guys.
It's okay. We're at work too. So
okay, that's a good thing. first, I wanted to talk about the Harold Camping thing. I've listened to Family Radio for years. Been a born again believer for about 25 years.
Okay.
And, I don't understand why people are getting so frazzled by the things that he's saying. Because if you know the Bible and you're trusting in God, you know that all of these things have already been talked about to happen. And God is not one to lie, and we know that. So he said, well, if he said it, it's going to come to pass.
Yeah.
And he said his word will not come back void. So all of these things are already spoken of in the beginning. They're not going to get better. They're only going to get worse, according to the word of God.
Right.
And I'm not saying that we're supposed to stop what we're doing, but I'm saying it shouldn't be a surprise to us the things that are happening. I mean, with Jerusalem, with Israel and Jerusalem and the president, all these are a means to an end. And I'm like, if we're trusting in what God said, then we should know that we're going to stand on what God said. Because he said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word is going to stand forever. And
yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say is yesterday, I think it was Sherry. You have it.
I don't know.
We don't know who.
I think her name was Sherry. She was on. I've been listening to you guys for about 6 months, basically every day. And I think you had Sherry on it. She was in yesterday.
Yes, okay.
And she was talking about her about.
Well, I don't know what's happening.
Gerald,
on
are
our
we losing you?
Here.
Yeah.
But Gerald, you call us back.
Call us back. Yes.
That's amazing. That's the second time.
I know.
I don't know. Surely it's us. Well, while we're waiting for him, let's go over to Julie from Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hi, Julie.
Well, hi. How are you?
Good. I hope you don't get cut off.
Yes.
I do, too. I do, too. I just wanted to say that I have listened to you all for quite a while, and by listening to you, I kind of realized that there were some things missing in my life, and so I contacted you all, and I got a licensed Christian counselor. I will say the first one wasn't quite a good match, but I called back, and I got another one that has been phenomenal. She has taught me so much, and because of that, I saw things in my marriage that I wasn't really happy with, and she worked with my husband, and now we're both in counseling together, and I just wanted to let you all know that because of your ministry and me just knowing that there were things that I was missing, and anyway, that because of that, our marriage is just getting stronger and stronger, and I'm just feeling just fuller and richer, and I know our lives will never be the same, and I just wanted to thank you all for your ministry, and especially just having those licensed counselors available. And so anyway, that's all I had to say, and
well,
I support you whenever I can. My husband is out of work, but I just really cherish the time I get to listen to you.
Well, Julie, I'm going to just congratulate you, because you're not one of those people who went to a counselor, wasn't a good match, and
right.
then you said,
then
well, I've
up.
Done that counseling mm-hmm. thing. You realize, hey, not everybody's going to work for everybody, and you,
mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
pursued. And so I really admire you for that. Thank you for supporting us. I pray that your husband will find work and that you will be made whole financially, But thank you for listening. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can support us, call us.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of. The man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this. But I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard. We do not want to go off the air in your town. We don't want to go off the air anywhere, whether it's on our television broadcast or on our radio broadcast. We want to be there for you. And the only way we can is if about 1,000 of you come along like you did last month. New givers that have never given, you say, okay, look, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to be part of, you know, 1,000 people that will come along today and say, okay, I'll give. Give whatever you can. No gift too small. No gift too small. Too big. But we're making progress. It was $180,000 last month, and we made it. This month, it's $75,000, and so we're making progress. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or 1-800-639-5433. Jill.
Yeah, and Steve, that air in the form of airtime is very expensive. And
yes, it
for
is.
Christian radio, Christian ministries, who typically don't have as much money as secular companies and things, we're the ones that have to pay the most to get our message out there. So
we do.
We have
sure
to kind
do.
Of face that opposition and do all that much more to, you know, be heard and so that
yep.
people can hear truth.
Well,
and
if
we,
you...
Yeah, we don't want to go away.
No. If you... have a story about giving, if you want to encourage other people to give, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's where you call to give. But if you have a story, you call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Call us, and we'd love to talk with you, talk about how or why you give, encourage other people to give at 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Trillia in Klamath Falls, Oregon, and she watches us on, I believe it's FamilyNet on television.
Hello, Steve.
Hi there, Trillia. How are you?
I'm good today.
Hi, Trillia.
By the grace of God, I'm good. I am a new listener. I just found your program yesterday. And
wow.
It was like a window for me that God opened to see a pastor and to learn that there are counselors that are very helpful, coming together for people who are Christians and others to help in the communities. Unfortunately, I am very rural, and so I called and talked to Brian yesterday, and I don't get the program on radio where I'm at. It's 150 miles or more away for the closest area, and I can't pick up the signal, but I do get it on cable, and I'm thankful for that.
Great.
And the question I have, being in the rural area, I am a survivor with my children of domestic violence, and I came from another state. And, of course, in my area, everything is limited. So I have tried my best to find a Christian counselor, and I've talked to pastors, et cetera, in the area, and I've pretty much come through the fire with what I've been through and what the kids have gone through, and we've received a lot of prayers. But there are no established programs here, per se, other than acute crisis. So I'm hoping that the God can use me to help other people and be a lifeboat for some other people. But I still have a need for finding a Christian counselor in my area, and I was going to ask the question of what you thought or someone there might think of the online counselors that are available these days. Are those things, are there things to watch out for with that? Are they doable? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I would, I think our call center would probably have the best handle on
Yeah, they're great. Those people in our call center. They've got all the info.
Yeah, there's a bit of a handicap in that you're not face-to-face, eye-to-eye. But then there's also a benefit where research has shown that people sometimes or many times will reveal more about themselves over the Internet or on a phone line than they will face-to-face. So I hope that we can get you some help there. And so hold on. We'll get you back over to that call center. But thanks for your call, Trillia.
Yeah,
we really are grateful.
Actually, Trillia, I run into lots of people, or I hear from lots of people in your exact situation that are in remote areas and just either feel too uncomfortable with seeing the counselor that they see, you know, at the market every day, or there just aren't enough good connections there. And so, I mean, I actually do a lot of phone therapy, and it works for some people. It doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah.
I still think, Steve, like what you said, is face-to-face is best. But, you know, if it's that or nothing, you know, certainly go for the alternatives.
Now, we've got, I don't know, about 20 minutes left, and I have to tell you, the phones aren't ringing like they need to, and I appreciate those of you that are calling. But if you have really thought about this and you trust us to meet your need, trust us when I say that this is a genuine need we have, and do what you've been meaning to do or thought would be helpful to do, and pick up the phone and just call us right now. It really can make all the difference in the world. One person said that when she started giving, that was when she felt like a partner with us, and it just made listening all the more richer. And so I'm hoping that you will, well, look what it says in Malachi 3:10. Bring to the storehouse a full tenth of what you earn, so there will be food in my house. Test me in this. I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour out all the blessings you need. God says, test him in giving. And I've never been disappointed in anything that I have given God. I wish I could give more. It really does make a difference. Let's go to Betty Lynn in Pueblo. And that's KGFT is the station. Hi there.
Good morning. I
How
wanted
you
to thank you for your ministry and what you have meant to me for many years. I have been a monthly giver to your program for probably 10 or 15 years, and listening to you every day is a light and a hope, and you've touched so many lives and made so much difference to so many people that we are blessed to have you, and I'm praying that God will provide through us what you need to continue.
Mm. Thank you, Betty Lynn. Really appreciate that. And if you're not in an area where you can pick up the radio and you just happen to be driving through someplace, you know, there are ways. First of all, we're on NRB Network. We're on Family Net Network on cable. We're on DirecTV. You can get us there. On Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, you can find us at Channel 131 at 1 o'clock. 131 at 1 o'clock. So there are a lot of different ways that you can find us. If you'll just look, we'll be there. But we can't be there if some folks don't come along and help us with this. We do need your help. And you can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Now, if you give, whatever you give, we'll send you this New Life Perspective CD on stress that I did with Jill and Dave. It's a great, great, this is a great time to be listening to a CD on stress. Now, the other thing is, if you give $50 or more, we want to send you a Bible, either the Life Recovery Bible or Every Man's Bible. If you're a man, you'll love this, and if you're not a man, you'll love it to give as a gift. But you can pick. And either, both are full of devotional and helps and notes about the text. You really, really could, I think, benefit greatly if you pick up this Bible. And for a gift of $50, I think the Bibles are worth $30 or something like that. But for $50, a new Bible to you, and I just hope and pray that you'll do it. We need your help, not as much help as we needed last month, but we do need you to come through for it. And today, if you call, or, you know, maybe we'll have enough support that we don't have to do this tomorrow. But we've got it set aside to do this today and tomorrow, but we don't want to do it tomorrow. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can write P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. P.O. Box 1018, that's to New Life, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. The reason we want you to do it is that the world isn't going to come to an end, at least we don't suspect it is, and we want to be there for you, especially when you're going through tough times. You can find out how to give at newlife.com or 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My friends at New Life want to help you find healing and restoration based on God's truth. They have a workshop to help men who are stuck in the entanglement of pornography. They have another for both men and women to deal with any issue you might be facing, anger, depression, grief, or whatever you're struggling with, they can help you. Or if you know someone fighting an addiction to drugs or alcohol, they offer a Christian treatment program. And if you know someone struggling with an eating disorder, they can help you there too. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans about the transformation that comes through the renewing of your mind. It's God's Holy Spirit that makes this happen.
and he's working through this ministry at New Life. Call today and see how you can experience that for yourself. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here, and we are trying to make up for a downfall in our giving that began in April, $180,000, and we made it. You came through. And the thing that came through the most were about 1,000 people who've never given before. And I'm asking you, if you've never given, we have an urgent need. And I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't an urgent need. But it's only $75,000 this month.
We don't really like doing this. We don't like spending our time talking about this type of thing. We want to get to the callers. So that's why we want to get through this.
So please.
Yes.
Help us.
So let me read something, Steve, from somebody.
All right.
Here's what someone says. I have been a Club New Life contributor for a few years now. I have paid for a lot of therapy in my life thus far, yet nothing compares to what I'm hearing on the air. Which, being a therapist, I don't know how I feel about that, but I believe that the excellent professional advice received on the New Life radio program is worth so much more. Okay, I do really agree with that, and that it is a great adjunct to therapy if you're already in therapy. But if you're not and you can't afford it or there isn't something close, I think we fill in the gap, Steve, for so many people.
Yeah.
And
there
when you're struggling, it's like you can't get enough of truth. And so you've got to get it from a lot of different places. And the radio is one of the best places when it's there.
And by us being on the air, we attract people to get counseling.
Yes.
Maybe you don't have counselors in your area, so you listen to radio, and that might be the only counselor that somebody ever hears is what we're talking about, and they apply it to their situation. But when people call, we try to refer them to one of about 1,000 people in our network across this country. And many of our largest donors, all we did for them was find a counselor that saved their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that we do is we do these weekends. We've got a Healing is a Choice weekend coming up in July where people will transform their lives. They absolutely will. And we'll be fighting that first lie that it's just God and me. That's all I need. That's one of the lies that we'll be coming up against. Then there are people, this past weekend, Every Man's Battle, men were won to Christ. Men were won to a life of integrity. That came about because of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, we have a marriage conference where we saw people that were out the door, ready to divorce. Their marriage was saved. And then beyond that, we've got a Wives in the Battle conference coming up and Lose It for Life coming up. So many things that we really can't do if you don't come alongside and help us.
Steve, when I was in church this Sunday, the sermon was really on the importance of community. And that is something I thought, well, that's what we stress on our show, and how outside of community and in that isolation, we become distorted. You know, we really miss the mark. And so we need that community to help keep us on track. And so, you know, we promote that. We are a community. We want other people to join in with us to develop communities where they're at.
Amen. Let's go to a caller from the Los Angeles area named Henry Cloud. Hey, Henry.
Stevie, how are you?
Hey, Henry.
I'm good. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Jill.
Hey, Henry, I saw you on the news the other night.
Yeah. Was it a mugshot?
No, you were actually live. Moving, yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, you were great talking about Arnold.
Yeah, I think it was on Nightline, actually.
Yeah.
Nightline, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I called a bunch of people and said, I know
there's been so much news. Like, last week was a crazy week with in our field, because you had Arnold and all of his, what a powerful man cheat stuff. And then over the weekend, I did Fox News about the rapture that didn't happen.
Yes.
And Steve, it just reminded me of all that stuff, you know, that you've talked about for years about, you know, what crazy churches are like and people mm-hmm. need to find healthy ones.
Did you hear my comment earlier that you couldn't go to him and comfort him by saying, "Oh man, hey, it's okay, Harold. It's not the end of the world."
that's exactly,
that was worth repeating.
Exactly what he needs here. Okay, here's what's amazing. I'm going to use a technical term here. There's a term in the field of psychology called assimilation and accommodation, mm-hmm. and what that means is that people have the ability to assimilate or take in new information and then accommodate it inside your belief system, which means that you have to shift the way you see reality when reality speaks to you. Well, this is what you see in rigid, you know, kooky churches. This guy predicted one once before, and it didn't happen, and he still didn't give up. I mean, even with the new information that the world didn't end, he still didn't give up his system. He just said, "Oh, well, it took Thomas Edison a bunch of tries, too." Like,
oh, my
people
goodness.
Won't get it.
Right, right. Well, as I told people earlier, if you want to know how you get there, it's you can find out all about this in Toxic Faith. It really does help you understand how all this happens. Henry, you helped
Steve,
us.
Can I make one more comment about what I was listening to you guys, and you're talking about the way that all of what New Life does and the weekends and the, you know, the seminars and the healing aspects of, you know, just all the stuff. And you were talking about the building of community and how that's what churches need to do, et cetera. But I was thinking, you know what, you guys are downplaying that a little bit, because what you actually do is you build more than community. You are teaching people actually to be in a deeper community than sometimes they've ever experienced, even though they may be in some community of church. You're giving them the tools to do what the Bible says, where it says to begin to really, you know, take the fig leaf off and speaking that deep truth that they've never spoken before in a context of safe community and a healing community. And I know when they go back into their churches, that, and I've heard the stories, that there are all sorts of fruits in that of even changing the communities around them. And so it's just, I love, love, love to hear the stories about the weekends.
Thank you, Henry. Thanks so much. And thanks for you being part of this ministry, because I can honestly tell everybody listening that I believe that with Jill and Henry, I have the wisest man that I know on this earth, and I have the wisest woman that I know on this earth. And that is why I'm so grateful to get to do this program, to be exposed to them and to bring them to you, to tee them up so they can share the wisdom that they have. And I don't care how much somebody else is getting paid on a program that's secular, where they bring in millions of dollars. They're not hearing wisdom like you hear it on New Life. And if you want to help us make that happen and continue, would you call us right now? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or you can go to newlife.com. There's a button you can push to support us online. And then finally, you could drop us a note at P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. We really do want to be here. And Henry, thank you for coming on and sharing with us. And thanks for the gift that you gave, that you helped make it happen in April last month. And you don't even listen to the program, and you—no, I'm kidding.
Steve, I just want you to remind everybody that it goes way past the program. When they support New Life, they are connecting gazillions of people all over North America with local help and churches.
Right.
Amen. We really do love coming alongside churches and helping them do the things that, you know, it's tough to do. We like to handle the tough cases. Please help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Give us a call.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.